Ah, the sounds of college late on a Friday night. You can practically hear the bladders filling.
Do you guys want to donate your urine to be used as fertilizer?
Hell yeah! Where do I go?
Allison Packham, one of four seniors who took on what came to be known as the P-Bus Project, recruits donors from a stream of partygoers walking from Stoke Hall towards some off-campus housing.
Originally, the idea was, let's get one of those big buses, and we can just have little stalls in them. But buses were too expensive. We got this trailer for free from the Durham Public Works Department.
The P-Bus is really more like a P-Wagon, as it's basically a shed mounted on a trailer with urinals cut out of 5-gallon buckets. Whatever we call it, it clearly works for well-hydrated freshman John Chiburi.
And, donating urine is the best thing you could do, because it's the easiest thing you could do, and if it's for something, it's good.
The idea all started with Dave Cederholm, head of Durham's Department of Public Works. He was going over some monitoring data from the town's wastewater treatment plant.
And we happened to notice between 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the morning, there's this dramatic spike in nitrogen actually coming into the plant. And we also, we saw similar spikes like that during hockey games and basketball games and that sort of thing. And it's pretty obvious where that, what that source is.
The wastewater plant works best with a steady, even flow. So these big spikes in led to big spikes out. And too much nitrogen can lead to a whole host of problems in ecosystems, especially once it hits the Great Bay Estuary, where salt and freshwater mix.
I am following you on the Twitter because this is what it's for.
On the first night, a Thursday, there were already takers, netting the P-Bus 7 gallons.
We had 55, not necessarily people peeing, but 55 pee occurrences, I guess.
As in, there were some repeat users. And Taylor Walter, who was the first student on board with the project, and Allison Packham, say those pioneers were adventurous in more ways than one.
Guys can go anywhere we find, and the girls, there's been, how many girls were there last night?
I'd say at least a dozen.
It's a dozen girls who were brave and wanted to just test it out and try it out. And
it's a little unconventional because it's supposed to be a urinal. But, there's a way to finagle women to pee into it.
200 people availed themselves of the P-Bus on the first weekend. The 25 gallons gathered will go to two local farmers.
It's an extraordinarily biologically available, nutrient-rich fertilizer.
One of them, Dorn Cox from Lee, grows grains and is a Ph.D. candidate at UNH. A scientist farmer.
80-90% of the nutrients are actually in the urine portion of animal manures. That's the real concentrated fertilizer. And it's the rest of the manure that generally has more of the concerns for application.
So that problem of E. coli-tainted spinach starts because farmers spread solid waste just trying to get at the urine that could be separated out from the beginning. Using human urine has already been tested in Brattleboro, Vermont, where a hayfield that was treated with 1,000 gallons per acre of pasteurized urine grew at about the same rate as one treated with synthetic fertilizer. Which begs a question for the P-Bus enterprise. At 25 gallons a weekend, we're not talking about a lot of fertilizer. And the students working on this project, like Adam Kerrigan, know it.
I guess we're here kind of to educate people as to why we're doing this.
Could you imagine a world in which, there's one of these on every corner?
I'm not sure if this is the way to go on a large scale, but the concepts, the whole idea of using the urine as a fertilizer is definitely doable.
But making it work commercially is something that would take more than a few beers to work out.
Make water flow uphill.
For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans Brown.
We gotta fix this problem. This parking lot's a big giant frosty. It is, look at it. This parking lot's just like a desert of lumps.